This is a typical last day of the budget session. Yes. And many times we get done at 10-ish, 10-10, 7. Never, I don't think that I recall. Of course, my memory is it's good, but it's short. But I don't think we've ever gotten done in the afternoon. And the reason why we're here Saturday, and I just want to tell all you, it's because we took that Monday off. So be very clear. I mean, and that will be, you know, that's a choice as we move forward each year to set our own calendar. But this is the 20th day. You're not going to do 20 days in 19 days. You're just not going to. And 20 is hard enough in 20. So we'll just keep on working. We've got conference committees going. We've got some bills still going through the engrossing process. So it's just a start and stop, start and stop. And so we've got a little bit of work to do. We can sign some enrolled acts. I'll take a privilege of the floor on this LSRA spend that the good chairman of revenues inquired about. I've got a real, I asked just for a real, at my level, real simple sheet so I can understand it. And hopefully I can hold it up,
I just want
give you another deal there. But at least so we maybe answer some questions we can talk about. So that's my privilege. Mr. Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, in particular 12-03, which bars members of this illustrious chamber from wearing a very Wyoming-like denim. Apparently one of our good members went home and changed, and I just don't want him to strip down to his skivvies to comply with the rules. So if I can get a second, we can do it by a voice vote.
And second it. All those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed?
No.
Division? No. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Let me just, I want to make sure whether I heard division or not. Okay. And then, I think there's going to be a motion, I know, later to rescind on a concurrence vote. But I do want to move to our next order of business, which will be the signing of enrolled acts. I have a few of them on the desk here we'd like to dispose of. So.
Get our system going.
It's right there and there. Okay.
I need to go over here. Sorry. It's a pen.
Okay, the first enrolled act is House Enrolled Act number 62 being original House Bill 1.
House Enrolled Act number 62 being original House Bill 1, an act to make appropriation for the fiscal biennium commencing July 1, 2018 and ending June 30th, 2020.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 62, original House Bill 1. I've so signed. Members, we're gonna just stand at ease for just a few moments, and then we'll come back into enrolled acts.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Blake.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know we made a donation on behalf, in the name of Robert McKim, to Lincoln County School District Number 2, their Education Foundation. And we also made one in memory of Tom Lockhart to the Casper Veterans Museum up by the airport. And I just wanted y'all, that was part of the $74 you paid, took care of that. So I just wanted y'all to know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Blake of the Courtesy Committee, and really all the members who have really done a great job on the Courtesy Committee and looking after those of us who have fallen ill and all those kind of things. So we really appreciate your work. I think we have the right folks on that committee and big hearts, and really appreciate it. So we will stand at ease for a few minutes. Okay, members, just got a note that Representative Halverson actually has been diagnosed with pneumonia, and she's currently at Cheyenne Regional, and she will be back in her room. I think Representative Piperinen and Barlow have dispatched to assist her. She'll go back to her room when some of the treatment's completed, and, of course, will not be back here tonight. So I wanted to share that with you and keep her in your thoughts. But I think I think everything sounds good. It's just that's the update. So those three will be excused. Members, I'd like to take a privilege for a minute. And as I talked about a few moments ago, if you'd reach into your inbox there on your desk, I think it's been distributed. There's has my initials in House District 37 on the bottom. And I was just as I've been listening the last week, and I think the good chairman of revenue particularly, I wanted to just kind of bring this as concise and as maybe summarized and frankly bring it to my level, make it simple and summarize it from the goldenrod. So this is LSRA appropriations, including any potential capital construction in the 18 budget. So you can see what the 63rd legislature did in the 2017-18 biennium. This budget that we've been living under is $273 million. That's what was appropriated. And there, you know, local governments were in that, some other things. So, and that's about a 15.1% burn rate. Now, in 17 wasn't the best year for investment returns on our state funds. Now, most of us had pretty good investment year 17. We did not on our state investments. So the refuel was only $62 million on that July 1st at the end of the fiscal year. And then you can see the fiscal year 18, we're on track. We have a lot of realized capital gains already, and that refill will be 87 unless something dramatically happens. But a lot of that, again, has already been realized. And so when you do the refill, the burn rate with the actual and the expected refill is about 6.9%. And here's the confusing part on the goldenrod, when you look at your goldenrod. And so I circled the 2018 session. So this is what we have done, right? It's the 64th legislature in this budget. You can see that. That $48,350,000, I drew an arrow up. I wrote effective immediately beside it, and it's on the goldenrod because it is technically still in the 17. We're in the 17-18 biennium until July 1st, and we've made this effective immediately. That wasn't the 63rd legislature that did that. That was us. And so I included it down with our actions, but I drew that arrow. When you look on the goldenrod, you're going to see a big increase in that 17-18 LISRA. So however you want to look at it, I mean, I put them together because they were frankly our actions of the 64th. So you circle that 2018, and that spend is $276 million. And that's including any potential capital construction. And so you can see that burn rate is 17.3%. It's a little higher because the balance is a little bit lower. And then if we have our potential 19 and 20 refuel, that burn rate will be at about 5.6%. So what's in that effective immediately? I think the efficiency report, I think that was 10. Was that 10 million? I'm looking for head nods. And then I think the endow bills were they 30? Well, it must have been 38-ish. And there might be one other somewhere. So that's what makes up that 48 million. And that's how I have it in my mind. And so, would any folks we want to talk some more about it? Does this help at all, or is this? Okay. Helps me, so I hope it helps you. Okay. I don't see anyone. Okay. Representative Gray, privilege of the floor.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So what, in your view, is the long-run plan? I mean, obviously, you know, you've looked at this, and I've got my view on what the long-run Lizra Byrne, the way I would approach it, but what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, thanks for the question, and I'll give myself a little privilege here, and I think we're going to have to continue this policy of kind of digging out things out of the general fund. You know, a big part now really is this $105 million to local governments. You've got $46 million YDOT in FMRs. You've got about another $7 million in YDOT severance tax. I think so. There's all these little things I think we got to keep examining, and it's going to take time. It's not easy to dig these things out of the budget. But, you know, just those two items alone is, that's a yearly number, the 42, and 105 is a biennial number. Let's just use biennial numbers. I'm quickly in my head. That's over $100 million to YDOT, about $104, $103 to YDOT, probably 100, and then 105 to low. That's $200 million right there. And there's more things, I think, that we can keep examining. And so I think you got to continue to work on those things. It's my view, and you're asking me my opinion as one legislator. I think that's got to be part of the strategy. And I've always said over the years, you know, and I think it's been the policy here and people who have been appropriators to keep those general fund balances just above expenditures. You're always going to have a little bit of growth because you're going to have health insurance increases. There's inflation. Things cost more. Utilities go up. You're going to give pay raises, those kind of things. But I think, and we've really avoided in this House, and there were proposals down the hall to take our 186 that we passed out of here, 55 votes, to basically pump a bunch of money into the general fund to produce a surplus. And you, the 64th, have shown, what have we spent our money on in the budget? I mean, nearly all of us voted for DD waivers and for suicide prevention. And it's so hard. And when you have the money, it's hard. We all have big hearts. And frankly, 60 of us in the House particularly, we have 60 idea machines. We have a lot of good ideas in this, and they all cost money. And so I think, so it's going to be just this discipline. It's going to be, that's what we do as the appropriations branch of government. And it's going to be this continuing working on this, trying to keep one-time monies moving for one-time construction projects, I think is a key part. You look at this CapCon bill, half of that's funded by prior balance dollars that were swapped for YDOT, you know. So those are one-time dollars. That's not a thing you want to put into ongoing expenses, in my opinion. And so I think that's it. And, you know, the people I talk to, and I'm doing this job as your speaker, I've talked to a lot of people, and that's kind of the overall thing, is just keep working at this. Keep the stability. Keep nibbling away at the problem. Keep working. I don't think we'll ever solve anything in one grand swoop. I think it's this continued work at it. So that's a long answer to your question, but I think just those two agencies alone is over $200 million biennium. Privilege of the floor, Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Maybe everybody knows this but me, but I'll ask, what's the difference between the interest rate we earn on money in the LISRA versus, say, in the Permanent Mineral Trust Fund reserve account, or any of the reserve accounts for that matter? Thank you.
Well, I think in the permanent fund, if you look at our permanent portfolio, that's going to return a higher rate, we think. Modern portfolio theory is saying, you know, we should get a higher rate above our SPA, certainly. We're getting the cash rate in our cash accounts, the LISRA and other accounts similar to that. But part of that, keep in mind, let's just think about the LISRA. So we're at $1.5 billion. About $500 million of that is always moving, because remember, we budget on projected revenues, and so they're not, all our revenues is not going to be in on July 1st. It's not a cash budget, but we're going to have to cut checks in July, right? 900 series contracts, we got to make payroll, And so that's all this, as sales tax comes in and all these things come, we always have this cash in the Lystra that is moved back and forth from the Lystra through the, you know, into state government to pay our bills. I think that the thing that we got to all think about, you think, well, if it's only 5%, we got $1.5 billion. You know, we got a lot of years still left. I think you start to have problems when you get this cash balance down to $500 million. And I've said that on the school side. We'd like to keep it that $500-600 million on this, because schools are actually more problematic because there's not sales tax. We don't get sales tax every month. Schools really are property taxes and FMRs. And those come, the first payment will come in October. Then there's not any payments until January and then really in May. And so, but we've got to start cash flowing school accounts on July 1st. And so there's that cash flow issue. And so that's part of what we passed as a House in our original House Bill 140 was to try to create a couple mechanisms to save a little cash. Now, we couldn't get it through that body down to the end of the hall, but I think eventually this process, you know, it's going to take time to get to that point. But I think we just got to keep working this whole fiscal thing. And everybody, the more we know about that, you got to have some cash in the bank to flow our operations. And so I think that's really important. So that's a long answer, Chairman Kirkbride. But 1% compared to 6, 7% is maybe a short answer. Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr.
Privilege
Speaker.
Of the floor.
Yeah, privilege. I appreciated that response. A lot of the members here have never been part of the savings deal. And I think in the back of my mind, I was on the last end of these lush years when we could put some into savings. And I think our speaker got to see a lot of those savings and knew how hard it was to accumulate that rainy day fund of almost $2 billion. I just mix up my decimal point every time I talk about this kind of money. But I also wanted to respond a little bit about YDOT, and I think that the JAC could probably defend some of this. We're going into a new deal. The new administration has new ideas, and I don't know what we're going to have. But the money that Wyoming puts in is about 70% of what we get in money to run that department. And we are at, I think it's 90% federal match with the Federal Highway Fund. So we have to be really careful, and I think there were some pretty good reasons why that money, and you said that, we have to be careful how we're going to cut things and how we're going to approach things. But I want everybody to know there's a new federal highway deal, and our transportation people will be looking at that closely and trying to study it. Anyway, we'll keep you informed. I'm hoping I can keep up on that deal, too. But it'll be different than what we've had.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. And I think you're absolutely right. These things always, there's a lot more to the story. And it's just hard to say these, but I, and when I say dig these things out of the budget, I'm not saying you necessarily cut them. I think you find a different way. And I think that's that debate, and people keep talking about it and how we do that. So anyway, I hope this handout helps. Okay, members, we'll get back to enrolled acts. And I guess one other quick thing, just on the schedule update. So we've got a budget. This budget now will be delivered to the chief executive by midnight. So the clock starts at 12 o'clock. Sunday cannot count because of the Constitution. So it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If we are going to be available for veto overrides, we will have to probably gavel in Wednesday to receive it. Could be 5 in the evening. Right? Wouldn't have to be here all day. We'd hear and for a short time, and then we would do this veto override process on Thursday. It's a House bill, so it would be with us first, and then our colleagues down the hall could do it the same day or the next day. Now, the other bills out there, the education bills and this school, or I mean the CAPCON bill that's being worked on, If we don't finish those pretty soon tonight, we're going to have to maybe stay till Monday. And if we care about those. And the reasons to sign these, we have to be in session. It's not a thing I can do over the internet. I mean, we have to be gaveled in, have a quorum. Maybe we work it out where there's 31 of you here on Monday for sure, right? And we sign the enrolled acts and do that if we can, if we come to an agreement late tonight. And then, so I think we're going to keep working. And these, they're working. I mean, they've been working at it all day. And I just trust the committee process. You saw who I appointed to the committee. It's a committee that's been working on these things for months. And it's like I've tried to appoint ag people to ag bills, et cetera. And so I think we just got to keep working through it, and it's part of the negotiation process, and you just keep working. So so that's my update on the schedule. I think we're still working. Chairman Nicholas, privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to give notice that the conference committee for 121, Senate File 121, and House Bill 194 will meet again at 8:30. Just to let everybody know what's going on. So,
what room are you gonna?
I think it's L56. It's across from the big room.
It's L56. I just want to make sure that room's big. Is it, Chairman Nicholas? If I could, I haven't been down there, but is that room big enough to accomplish, you know, the public and folks who?
Yeah, it's bigger than the.
Talking to the mic there, if you.
I've never been in that room until today. There are two rooms across the hall, and one is a larger room, and then we're in the larger room, and there were lots of empty seats today so far.
Okay, I want to make sure that, you know, we have, because we have bigger rooms than that, and we want to make sure that if there's folks who want to get in there and listen, we'll move that. Okay, thank you, and that's 8:30. Okay, any other privileges? Okay, I think we'll get back to signing some enrolled acts before we stand at ease again. Next enrolled act is number 63, original House Bill 168.
House Enrolled Act number 63, being original House Bill 168, an act relating to crimes and civil liability.
Enrolled Act number 6. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 63. Original House Bill 168. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Salazar. Next enrolled act is number 64, Original House Bill 130.
House Enrolled Act number 64, being Original House Bill 130, an act relating to the State Fair.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 64, Original House Bill 130. I've so signed. Congratulations, Representative Henderson. The next enrolled act is number 65, Original House Bill 109.
House Enrolled Act number 65, being Original House Bill 109, an act relating to public employees.
About to sign Enrolled Act number 65, Original House Bill 109. So signed. The next enrolled act is number 66, Original House Bill 78.
House Enrolled Act number 66, being Original House Bill 78, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 66, Original House Bill 78. I'm so signed. The next enrolled act is Senate number 52, original Senate file 46.
Senate enrolled act number 52, being original Senate file 46, an act relating to elections.
About to sign Senate enrolled act 52, original Senate file 46. I've so signed. The next Senate enrolled act is number 53, original Senate file 13.
Senate enrolled act number 53, being original Senate file 13. An act relating to school district facilities.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 53, original Senate file 13. I'm still signed. The next enrolled act is Senate Enrolled Number 54, original Senate file 56.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 54, being original Senate file 56, an act relating to environmental quality.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 54, original Senate file 56. I'm still signed. The next enrolled act is Senate Number 55, original Senate file 72.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 55, being original Senate file 72, an act relating to school finance.
About to sign Enrolled Act Number 55, original Senate file 72. I'm still signed. Next enrolled act is Number 56, original Senate file 79.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 56, being original Senate file 79, an act relating to aeronautics.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 56, original Senate file 79. I've so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate Number 57, original Senate file 61.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 57, being original Senate file 61, an act relating to hunting.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 57, original Senate file 61. So signed. About to sign, next enrolled act is 58, Senate file 118.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 58, being original Senate file 118, an act relating to economic development and diversification.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 58. Original Senate file 118. So signed. Next enrolled act is Senate number 59, original Senate file 119.
Senate enrolled act number 59, being original Senate file 119, an act relating to economic development and diversification.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled act 59, original Senate file 119. So signed. Next enrolled act is Senate number 60, original Senate file 78.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 60, being original Senate File 78, an act relating to controlled substances.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 60, original Senate File 78. I'm so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate Number 61, original Senate File 105.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 61, being original Senate File 105, an act relating to food and drugs.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 61, original Senate file 105. I'm so signed. The next enrolled act is Senate 62, original Senate file 116.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 62, being original Senate file 116, an act relating to the administration of government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 62, original Senate file 116. I'm so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate 63, original Senate file 42.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 63, being original Senate file 42, an act relating to professions and occupations.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act 63, original Senate file 42. So signed. Next enrolled act is Senate 64, original Senate file 70.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 64, being original Senate File 70, an act relating to the revision of statutes.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 64, original Senate File 70. I'm so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate 65, original Senate File 74.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 65, being original Senate File 74, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 65, original Senate file 74. I'm so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate number 66, original Senate file 36.
Senate Enrolled Act number 66, being original Senate file 36, an act relating to veterans and higher education.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 66, original Senate file 36. I'm so signed. We have one conference committee report to vote on. We're at that order of business, and Chairman Nicholas was on this conference committee, and I'm going to ask either Representative Wilson or Majority Whip Summers to move the conference committee report. So we're at that order of business, a consideration of Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to Senate File 120. And Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report for Senate File 120, which is reference message number 311. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Senate File 120, which is the efficiency study. And so in meeting across the hall with the good folks across the hall, their only concern was if you go to like at page 8, there was a mechanism by which you took some of the savings that were demonstrated by the analysis of A&I, and they took 25% and then allowed that to stay in an account so that they could then provide some type of an incentive base back to the employees or to the departments or units within departments that made those savings. And so what they requested is to add additional language, and we took that out, frankly, because as we described up here, the way it was crafted, there was no way to objectively identify the monies. Part of the efficiencies and savings that they're talking about aren't quantifiable, and some of them are, and they're across agencies and lots of things like that. So what we did is, if you have the amendment in front of you, we allowed the agencies to award individual to monetize to calculate the amounts through A&I, and they report that biannually, and then from those savings, they can go back to the employees or to the units and compensate them with days off or dollar amounts up to $5,000, and then in addition, we allowed the governor to use existing authority either through B11, or there's currently I think it's Wyoming Statute 9-2-105, 1105, and the flex authority to then go into a unit or part of the department and use a portion of the savings to further the efficiency savings procedures within that department. So it was what we did was we took something that we didn't really make sense to us and made it smaller, gave and basically put the authority and the flex into the governor's office to establish the procedures and protocols by which to do it. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer that. But it's a good way to benefit the folks who go out, find ways to be more efficient or to save money or to be, to operate their departments, units more efficiently and provide rewards for them to incentivize them to continue to do it. So I would request your concurrence on the conference committee.
Any discussion? Representative Salazar? Oh, sorry. I didn't know. Okay. Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One question for the chairman of the conference. I noticed that your signature is not on here.
Anyone else for the first time? We're going to move to the second time now. Representative Chairman Nicholas.
It's on one of them, but I was in another conference committee at the time the document was circulated.
Okay, and I confirmed that with the chief clerk. His signature is on file. Okay, any discussion? So we are voting on Joint Conference Committee number 1, their report to Senate File 120. The majority of the elected members is required. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Senate File 120, Allen.
Aye.
Barlow. Excused. Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Aye. Bovee.
Aye.
Aye. Brown.
Aye.
Aye. Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru.
No.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson excused. Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm. Lindholm. Excused. Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
No.
Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson. Olson. Excused. Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey. Pelkey? No. Pieperinen. Excused. Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz. Schwartz? No. Simpson.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stith.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Edwards. Aye. To no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 48 aye, 7 no, 5 excused.
Okay, by your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 120. We have now we're going to move to another order of business, and I have a motion here on a motion to rescind. Is that going to be you, Representative Pelkey?
If we're talking about Senate File 45,
that is, Mr.
Then I will make that motion under Rule 24A. I move the House recede from non-concurrence on Senate File 45.
Second. Okay, the motion to rescind is in order, and it's been seconded. Now, it is debatable, okay, and this is on the State Fair Board, okay? And Before we vote on the motion to rescind, maybe you want to, I'd like you to take a few minutes maybe and explain to us what the issue you've discovered.
It's my understanding that the issue is down to the $100 a day allocated for members of the Fair Board. We're talking probably $5,000. And frankly, it's a small amount, and some of those members may not be particularly, members of that board may not be particularly interested in getting money for their services, but this is a small difference between the House and the Senate, and frankly, I think we ought to go ahead and concur.
Okay, so we're talking about a motion to rescind now. Anyone else would like to talk on that for your first time? And I think now, and I just want to be clear, and I probably opened that door a little bit myself, but we're just clearly going to debate the motion to rescind. And I think it is debatable as I'm reading this. And any other debate on the motion to rescind the House's vote of non-concurrence? Okay, Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would encourage you to vote no and do not, so we would not rescind this motion. I think we made the right approach the first time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am in favor of the motion. The idea behind this is the difference between whether or not we're going to pay the additional salary of $100 a day, and this isn't even for all of the members of the newly appointed board if this bill were to pass. because some of those members being government employees, they are not going to receive that compensation. They'll simply receive the per diem and pay and mileage. And so the idea behind this is that we do those in support of this do not want to lose this bill. We've worked on this through the interim, and we've gotten it this far through the session. And the idea behind reappointing this board and recreating it is to make the fair and the grounds more revenue efficient, and the idea is to save money in the long run. And so the point being that the point being that we're talking about $5,000 here, and if we can get this through, this we stand to gain much more out of that than just simply talking about $5,000 one way or the other. Because if we can recreate this board and we can get all these people in from the different economic sectors and from the different divisions of business to have a more thorough discussion than what the current advisory board, I'll remind you that, the advisory board as it currently stands, then we have a position to bring in more business to the fairground, to that county, and to the state. And so that's why I think that it's imperative that we do support this motion and salvage the bill. So on and support.
Representative Wilson? Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to make sure that we are proceeding down the right course, in reading the rules 2-4-A, it says in the House of the Bill's origin adopts a conference committee report. I think this is a Senate file, so I just want to make sure that we are working correctly.
And the move, and just to clarify how I'm reading this for the body, the movement, Representative Pelkey, I think, referenced Masons 480 through 483. And the motion rescind any action previously taken, as long as not any vested rights. I just want to make sure, and if you want to call a rules meeting, we can sure talk about it some more. Anyone else? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I do think that's the correct citation in Mason's. We did have this motion right before we recessed at 4:30. LSO put some work into the right place, and I think they found the right rule, and it's on the paper up there in front of you. Just to add to the conversation, though, it is kind of arguably a massive change, because this board is now in charge of the state fair director, and they're the ones actually getting to appoint and hire and supervise the director of the state fair. They also now may hire and provide for the supervision of other employees necessary to accomplish the duties of the state fair. And so I don't think it's inappropriate at all for $100 for four meetings a year where they actually have personnel responsibilities. That does separate them from some other boards and commissions in the state. So I do think it's good to rescind. I think the compromise presented earlier was a good, solid compromise that I don't want to lose the bill over for $100 per person per meeting, and it's $3,200 a year. So I would ask for your agreement in receding and get this bill to the chief executive.
Any other debate? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, I would urge you to vote for the rescission as well. And I was actually a no vote on the board payments because I thought I don't get paid for being on boards, but I'm going to vote to rescind, and that is because having sat 2 years so far on JAC and looking at the state fair revenue expense picture, I think it's very important to get this new board through, because frankly I think that's about the only hope to really pull it together in a business-like way at the state fair. And so I think it's very important to maintain this and move ahead, because
Okay. Okay. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, my mother used to always say. Any further debate? Now, there's going to be two votes here. So this question is whether to rescind the action, the previous action of the House of non-concurrence. And so the question then, I'll state it, should the House rescind its previous action of not adopting Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 45? This will take a majority of the members to rescind our vote. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
To rescind the motion on Senate File 145, or Senate File 45, Allen? Aye. Barlow excused. Biteman? Aye. Blackburn? Aye. Blake? Aye. Bovey? Aye. Brown? Aye. Burkhart? Aye. Bird? Aye. Clausen? Aye. Clem? No. Connolly? Aye. Court? Aye. Crank? Aye. Dayton? Aye. Edwards? No. Eklund? Aye. Ayer? Aye. Flitner? Aye. Freeman? Aye. Furphy? Aye. Giroux? Aye. Gray? No. Greer? Aye. Haley? Aye. Hallinan? Aye. Halverson excused. Henderson? Henderson? Aye. Hunt? Aye. Jennings? No. Kinner? Aye. Kirkbride? Aye. Larson Lloyd? No. Larson Dan? Aye. Lindholm? Aye. Lone? No. Lux? Aye. McGuire? No. Madden? Aye. Miller? Aye. Nicholas? Excused. Northrup? Aye. Obermueller? Aye. Olson? Aye. Paxton? Aye. Pelkey? Aye. Pipirinen excused. Pawnell? Aye. Salazar? Aye. Schwartz? Aye. Simpson? Aye. Summers? Aye. Steinmetz? Aye. Stith? Aye. Sweeney? Aye. Walters? No. Wilson? Aye. Winters? Aye. Zwanitzer? Aye. Mr. Speaker? Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Clem? No. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 48 aye, 8 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, the House has rescinded the previous action in not adopting the Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report, Senate File 45. Do we have another motion? Okay, great. Representative Clausen, Chairman of the Conference.
I'd like to move concurrence to Senate File 45, Joint Conference Committee Number 1, to Senate File 45, and ask for your aye vote.
Okay, would any members like to represent Clem?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I'm going to vote the same way. I'm going to vote no. I'm concerned about the precedent that it sets with this, with our last vote. In particular, we have ongoing negotiations with other bills. And what we've just said is a House is we're going to fold, we're going to cave into the pressure, and we're going to go ahead and change our vote because the body down the hall took a hard line. And the concern that I have is that's how they're going to play ball now with the rest of the negotiations. And I think we made the wrong call. And I'm going to vote no on this one. I think it was the right thing to do the first time. I'm going to ask you to vote no.
Any other members? Representative Majority Whip Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Honor and support of this. You know, the folks behind all this and are really trying, really the Ag Committee is really trying really hard to find a new approach to make the fair more productive, more economically viable, and we need to give them a break and just do this. We need to get this bill out, and it's $5,000. So let's get it done. Let's vote yes.
Any other members would like to speak for their first time? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I certainly just want to push back generally. I don't think the other body rolled us. We had a joint conference committee report everybody signed on to. It was a good position that took discussion, and that's how the process is supposed to work. So I think in this case, you know, either side didn't get all they wanted, but I think we are all in agreement that we need to move forward and get the state fair to where it needs to be. So vote aye.
Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, just to reiterate on that, nobody got rolled on this conference report. I think that it was, we sat down and we had a great discussion, and each side voiced their concerns, and we came up with a reasonable compromise. And I would say that that's how this process is supposed to work. We sit down, we talk through our differences, and hopefully at the end of the day we come out with a compromise that everyone can agree on. And in this case, that's exactly what we did. But I think everybody everybody involved wanted to see this bill move forward. We did have our initial disagreements on how that should be done, but at the end of the day, it comes down to a grand total of $5,000 for this particular piece of legislation, which stands to save us thousands upon thousands in the future if this board can bring in more entertainment, more events, and more revenue. So, no, this is exactly how the process is supposed to work. So, on in favor.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to vote the same way I voted also. I'm going to vote aye. And I'm going to say we don't think the Senate's playing hardball now. This is going to change them? I don't think so. So please vote for this. We took testimony in ag for hours upon hours upon hours up in Douglas. We want that state fair to succeed. So please vote aye for this.
Chairman Greer.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, there's this is an interesting situation we see here. There's no mythical answer like a unicorn that's out there or a magic lamp that you can rub. But we can't let the idea of us fighting with the other side be an albatross around our necks. I mean, and I realize the fragrance of it isn't the best. But here's the thing. Is the capital that we gain for the state of Wyoming out of having this board move forward, and we're talking about $5,000. Okay? So I voted no initially. I'm looking at the overall, the big picture here and everything we're working with. This board is a great idea. We sat here, we've had a lot of time to debate, think about what's going on. I think we voted no before. If nothing else, out of boredom. Folks, just push this forward. This is a good bill. It's a good idea. It's good for the state. We've been years trying to find what we're going to do with the state fair. Just go ahead and move forward, see what we can do. Thank you.
Any other member would like to speak for the first time? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for, I was a no vote too, but this is a really good bill, and we shouldn't let this minuscule amount of money compared to what we've been dealing with stop us. So on and for, thank you.
Any other member? First time? Second time? Seeing none. Question having been called, we are voting on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Senate File 45. A majority of the elected members is required. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Senate File 45. Allen. Aye. Barlow excused. Biteman. Aye. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Bovee. Aye. Brown. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Bird. Aye. Clausen. Aye. Clem. No. Connolly. Aye. Court. Aye. Crank. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edwards. No. Eklund. Aye. Ayer. Aye. Flitner. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Furphy. Aye. Giroux. Aye. Gray. No. Greer. Greer. Aye. Haley. Aye. Hallinan. Aye. Halverson excused. Henderson. Aye. Hunt. Aye. Jennings. No. Kinner. Aye. Kirkbride. Aye. Larson Lloyd. Excused. Larson Dan. Aye. Lindholm. Aye. Lone. No. Laux. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Madden. Aye. Miller. Aye. Nicholas excused. Northrup. Aye. Obermuller. Aye. Olson. Aye. Paxton. Aye. Pelkey. Aye. Pipirinen excused. Ponell. Aye. Salazar. Aye. Schwartz. Aye. Simpson. Aye. Summers. Aye. Steinmetz. Aye. Stith. Aye. Sweeney. Aye. Walters. No. Wilson. Aye. Winters. No. Zwanitzer. Aye. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Aye. Larson Lloyd. No, he's right. Senate File 45. No. Nicholas. Aye. Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 49 aye, 8 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1's report to Senate File 45. I'd like to just pause for a minute. Sound of the gavel. House come to order. Do we have a quorum? I want to make sure we have a quorum. We have just a couple more enrolled acts. Okay, we're at that order of business of reading and signing of enrolled acts. First enrolled act is Senate number 68, original Senate file 34.
Senate enrolled act number 68, being original Senate file 34, an act relating to labor and employment.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled act 68, original Senate file 34. I've so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate number 67, original Senate file 93.
Senate enrolled act number 67, being original Senate file 93, an act relating to education.
About to sign Senate enrolled act number 67, original Senate file 93. I have so signed. Members, we're going to stand at ease now. It's at 9 o'clock. Probably stand at ease till about 9:15, and we'll just keep working and keep packing and keep enjoying each other's company. Before we break, just Representative Steinmetz has the privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to you tonight at this 9 o'clock hour the most interesting man in the world, my husband, Corey Steinmetz. Please welcome him.
Well, welcome to the House.
There we go. Here. They'll like this.
It's not plural.
This is tearing us all apart! Too late!
No!
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I request that the House caucus in the break room area immediately.
Okay, let's move to the break room, House members. This is going to be quick, I promise. Members, we have a couple more enrolled acts that we're going to read in and sign. And we have one message from the Senate, and we have a motion from the majority floor leader. The first enrolled act is Senate number 70, original Senate file 120.
Senate enrolled act number 70, being original Senate file 120, an act relating to the operation of government.
I'm about to sign enrolled act number 70, original Senate file 120. All right, so signed. Next enrolled act is Senate enrolled number 69, original Senate file 45.
Senate enrolled act number 69, being original Senate file 45, an act relating to agriculture.
I'm about to sign enrolled act Senate number 69, original House bill 45. So signed. We have a message from the Senate.
Message number 5. Consent for Senate to reconvene Thursday, March 15th, 2018 at 1 p.m. Mr. Speaker, Article 3, Section 15 provides neither House shall adjourn for more than 3 days without the consent of the other House. Pursuant to Article 3, Section 15, the Senate respectfully requests that the House of Representatives consent to the Senate reconvening at 1 p.m. on Thursday, March 15th, 2018. Signed, Ellen Thompson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 5:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 14, 2018, and I further move pursuant to Article 3, Section 15 of the Wyoming Constitution that the House specifically consent to the adjournment of the Senate until Thursday, March 15, 2018.
Okay, you've heard the motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion carries. The House is adjourned until 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. Travel safe. Thank you for your service.